Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Michaela Savage. First, King Charles is set to return to public-facing duties for the first time since his cancer diagnosis. Buckingham Palace says he'll visit a cancer treatment centre next week to meet with specialists and patients. Also announcing the King and Queen will host the Emperor and Empress of Japan for a state visit in June. Back home, thousands of people are expected to join rallies across the country this weekend, calling for stronger action to combat domestic violence. Organisers say the number of attacks on women is rising and it has to stop. Brittany Kozik from What Were You Wearing Australia says enough is enough.
We're just seeing this go up and up every year. We really want this to become more of a conversation and see the government put some actions into place so that we start seeing change.
Rallies are being held in Sydney, Adelaide and Hobart today and at a number of locations tomorrow, including Melbourne, Brisbane, Canberra and Perth. A teenager has died after an alleged stabbing in central west New South Wales overnight. Emergency services were called to a home in Narromine. They weren't able to save a 16-year-old boy who'd sustained wounds to his neck. A 26-year-old man has been arrested. No charges have been laid. And the security guard who died trying to save others in the tragic Bondi stabbing attack in Sydney has been remembered as a national hero. A funeral service for Faraz Tahir has taken place, with family flying to Australia from overseas to say farewell. Port Adelaide beats St Kilda 82-72 in the AFL overnight. Power forward Sam Powell-Pepper copped a knee injury during the win at Adelaide Oval. Coach Ken Hinckley's hoping it's not serious, though.
We're sitting back waiting and hopeful to see what scans look like with that, because it looked a bit nasty with his knee. The medical report is a little bit hopeful, but we'll wait and see what the scan says. So as soon as we know that detail, we'll share that.
Round 7 continues today in Hobart with the Kangaroos and the Crows head-to-head before the Cats clash with Carlton. The Seagulls smashed the Eels at Brookvale Oval overnight, 32-18. Parramatta winger Mike Acevo scored a hat-trick before getting sin-bin late in the second half for an elbow to Manly star Ruben Garrick's head. Para coach Brad Arthur wasn't impressed.
That's dumb, isn't it? It's 2018. We're in front 4-3, I think. 10 or 11 minutes.
Ball overnight, 32-18. Parramatta winger Mike Acevo scored a hat-trick before getting sin-bin late in the second half for an elbow to Manly star Ruben.